Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Sometimes you just need a breakdance, even at town hall. Will Philly is an independent candidate for the Cranford, New Jersey Township Committee. He went viral earlier this month because at a town meeting, he went up to the podium and performed a silent breakdancing routine complete with robot moves and a backspin like a boss.
You know, I got to be honest with you, Will. I am impressed by the backspin. I mean, maybe the video I saw was edited, but how did you get the velocity to keep it spinning there? Did somebody get up from one of the pews and help spin you? Or are you a breakdancer from past years? What is this?
Yes, I did study breakdancing as a kid. I'm kidding, we didn't study, but yeah, everyone did that. I was that age. And so, you know, we learned, practice that stuff when it was cool way back when. And the issue to do it at that meeting is the pews are narrow. They're close to each other. So my concern was I going to whack my head on one of them? So
yeah, but again, impressive. I saw three full spins. So
it was really good.
I mean, that's really good. Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's a good amount of momentum to go ahead and get that rolling, man.
Before I get to the serious questions I have to ask, why did you do this?
I guess to make people free, because it's a very repressive meetings that they have there. And as you can see, people aren't feeling free to even smile or laugh because it's a very intense environment. So kind of to break the tension in our government and our town in general.
Yeah, you know, well, I think that an important part is that you went there to protest and to talk about the taxes in the town. So you had a real reason to be there. You didn't just go there to make a big spectacle of yourself.
Right. I mean, there is an allotted amount of time that they allow you to speak in that regard, right?
Yeah. Residents get 5 minutes.
So you get up there, you've got the 5 minutes, and you decide to spend the first couple minutes doing the robot and all the breakdancing there. And if I was there, I would have stood up and started like clapping with you and be like, go, 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 go. But you look around in the pews and those people were deadpan. Yeah. One guy put his head in his hands and started shaking his head. And I said, maybe he's not seeing the same thing that I'm seeing here.
Maybe he doesn't have the skills to go ahead and breakdance battle.
Yeah. And they said here that you did silent breakdancing. But if you had been able to bring a boombox, what have you been what would you have played there?
I made a cut of it with the Rocky music, actually.
Oh. Smart.
I feel like the soundtrack to Break Into Electric Boogaloo is a good way to start. You know, Turbo, Ozone, Special K.
Now, do you normally use a large piece of cardboard to break dance, or were you fine just like on regular tile or the carpet that was in town hall?
Yeah, if there was something sticky on the floor, that would have mucked up the whole thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So fortunately, they had cleaned it. But yes, cardboard is the preferred surface.
Will Philly went viral for breakdancing at the Cranford Township Committee meeting there, and you're running for independent spot on that board. Will, you know, what are the major concerns for you, and will you be breakdancing at upcoming events?
The big concern is that our government in our town and throughout New Jersey in particular have been hiding really big financial transactions, particularly giving 30-year tax-free exemptions to the huge billion-dollar developers who are building all over the state and in our town. Mm. And all these taxes have to be paid directly out of the pockets of the residents.
And I'm not sure you're aware, Raven, but he moonwalked out when he was done.
Nice.
Yeah, and will that be your signature move whenever you leave a room now?
Yeah, I like the dancing. So, I mean, ideally, if we could get everyone to stand up and dance together, that'd be really nice.
Wait a minute. Is that a challenge he's talking about right now?
Yeah.
Is that something we're supposed to do right now?
I feel like I have to practice my robot because his was very good. Oh, gosh. Raven's dancing.
Oh, moonwalk. You can't see my feet. That helps.
Well, Will Philly, thank you so much for taking the time. If people want to learn more about you.
What website is my name, willphilly.com. That's T-H-I-L-L-Y.
Great. Thank you so much, Will, for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.